first match to examine and look at, a lot of things people who start professional wrestling don't understand is slowing down and telling a story. And that's what we're doing, basically, is getting in the ring, telling a story, getting people emotionally involved. Back in 1986, the Rock and Roll Express and the Midnight Express had a hell of a feud, one of the hottest feuds angles in the country, but they were located in Mid-South Wrestling, and that included Louisiana and parts of Texas. Ricky Morton, Robert Gibson versus Dennis Condrey and Bobby Eaton, along with their manager Jim Cornette, got people excited like never before in the Mid-South area. Add Ernie Ladd as a tag team partner with the Midnight Express and Jim Cornette, along with Hacksaw Duggan, and you had an explosive tag team match that had everything you wanted to look at when you're watching professional wrestling from a performer standpoint. They had timing, pacing, storytelling. Every move they did in this match meant something. We're going to take a look here and listen to the crowd, watch the reactions, watch the timing, especially in this match. All right. The Rock and Roll Express, along with Hacksaw Jim Duggan, three of the top babyfaces at the time in Mid-South Wrestling for Bill Watts. Coming to the ring in Houston, Texas was added as a town for Bill Watts, Paul Bosch, the promoter. And Houston fans were pretty hot anyway. If you gave them good wrestling or good wrestling on a Friday night, they reacted. And Ricky and Robert had captured everybody's imagination, and now making obviously Duggan an honorary Rock and Roll Express member by tying the bandana on his wrist. Everything means something. The baby faces are engaged. They're not just standing in their corner. They're getting the people involved, and they're into their partner. They're getting ready for the match, and that's what you should be doing. Anytime you step in the ring, protect yourself at all times, and you're ready to do combat. So Ricky and Robert, along with Hacksaw Jim Duggan, are doing what they do best. They're ready to fight. And the top tag team, obviously, top two tag teams in the country at that time, were performing all cylinders. Now you see the entrance with Jim Cornette, Bobby Eaton, and Dennis Condrey, along with Ernie Ladd. So the heels taking their time, coming to the ring. And I'm going to go ahead on record here and... I believe Ernie was probably, at this time, the booker. And I see it in slow motion, and I see the screen stop it. Okay. Carl Fergie's a referee, another veteran, who knows what to do as a referee. It's a very important job, and not too many people pay attention to it these days, but the referee has to be engaged too. Everyone in the ring has their position and has what they need to do. So while the baby faces are talking smack, and again, being engaged in the match, everything makes sense. Nobody's rushing. Everybody's setting the table. And Ernie's telling Hacksaw Duggan, we're going to describe this, I want you. So you have two of the biggest guys on the team. The fans are into it. They're ready to go. And everybody is anticipating what they should do. A good baby face comes forward, a good heel backs up. And the basics and fundamentals never go out of style. But they're taking their time and telling a story by having the Midnight Express hold Ernie back. Maybe try to talk some sense into him. But this is all setting the table for what's about to happen. And everything these guys do, they don't have to do one move yet, and you have the crowd already ready and cheering for the baby faces. And they've yet to do one thing. They've yet to touch. So it looks like the heels have convinced Ernie, as the big man, the biggest man on the team, to let one of them start. So Dennis and Ricky Morton are going to be the two guys to begin this match. Once again, taking their time. Easy match. Headlock right away. Dennis shoots Ricky off. Simple move. And again, it, along with their storytelling, there's a feud, there's an angle between the Rock and Roll Express and the Midnight Express. So it made perfect sense for Dennis to send Ricky off, drop down, and Ricky nailed Bobby. Anytime else, if it was a cold match between two teams nobody really knew about, then it wouldn't make sense. But in this context, it does. Once again. Ricky Morton, I think, is one of the greatest baby faces of all time, just due to his selling and his body language, and here is no different. In a tag team, you're working together. But obviously, Dennis now brings him back for Bobby to hold. Ricky's too smart. Ernie's going to hold him, too. Ricky's too smart for that. So Dennis kicked both partners. Nobody's rushing. Everybody's letting the crowd digest it and see what happened. Bobby Eaton held Ricky Morton. Dennis came off the ropes to kick him. Ricky got out of the way. Ernie Ladd held Ricky Morton, and Ricky got out of the way. So it's time to tag out. Robert comes in, and again, watch the pacing. Nobody's rushing. Simple arm drag, simple arm twist. And I wouldn't suggest, if it was a cold match, for the babyface to just haul off and hit the heel right away. But once again, there's a history between the Rock and Roll Express and the Midnight Express. And everyone is taking their time. You can hear the fans, again, getting behind the Rock and Roll Express. Less is more. You don't have to keep moving. You have to keep moving. You don't have to keep doing a whole bunch of spots, though. You can get the most out of the crowd. Let the crowd react. Let the crowd have a good time. The heel is trying to draw the babyface into their corner. Good tag team wrestling. Keep your opponent on their side, your side of the ring. Once again, Robert has the headlock. Referee's checking, doing all the traffic cop things he needs to do. As long as the referee looks like he's asking and doing his job, then that's all he needs to do. Here we go. Robert got the better of Bobby on this one with a punch. Double elbow by the Rock and Roll Express. Teamwork. Ricky goes over to add insult to injury. Now, the heels are a little bit upset. Cornette's upset at ringside too, but here's the time to settle it down because the baby faces have been looking great. Ricky Morton has that arm bar. Again, Bobby and Ricky are standing, not rushing. Double elbow to the stomach, back up to the gut, and Bobby's selling. Robert's letting him giving him time to sell. Not rushing. So, one more time. It looked like Bobby might be suckering Robert in for the test of strength, and he did. Gave him a boot to the gut. Now we're going to get a little steam on Robert. And big Ernie Ladd, who was close to 7 foot tall, doesn't have to rush. Everything this guy does means something. If a 7 foot man hits you with a fist and you get up, it buries him and it buries you. So all Ernie's doing, he's giving him a boot, giving him a knee, but he's taking his time. Everything Ernie Ladd does means something. And a hip toss. That's funny, it's a wrestling move. And you notice Robert felt it. He kicked out on one. It was the right thing to do. Now you have the two biggest guys on each team in the middle of the ring, and the people know there's about to be an explosion. and they've already set the table. So here comes Duggan and Ernie Ladd. Ernie's registering, Ernie's selling. And Duggan's firing up. Big backdrop, and you got to give it to Ernie Ladd for taking the backdrop. Not a whole lot of people could do that, but it was the right thing to do. And again, Ernie comes up selling and realizes everything that's done to him, he needs to register and sell the right way, as a 7-foot man would. And Duggan will be stopped when they want him to stop. Good clothesline, solid clothesline. Again, gave Ernie time to sell. Let the people register, take it all in, and go for a cover. All right, now they have a chance to get the heat on Ernie and get a little steam on Ernie. Ernie's taking some good bumps for these guys. And there was the skullduggery in the back. Bobby Eaton gave a knee to the babyface behind the referee's back, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. If you noticed, the referee was distracted and didn't see it. And that's what you've got to make sure of. You have to know where the referee is in the ring at all times, too. So now it's Duggan's turn to sell. But a quick comeback, because in this case, you have 6 top guys, well, 7 counting Jim Cornette. And you need to keep everybody alive, make everything make sense. So by just catching Duggan's leg and not allowing him to make the tag, Ernie Ladd had a 5 count to get out of the ring and tag in Bobby Eaton. And Bobby's taking advantage of it, but it looks like he threw a punch and it didn't register with Duggan. So Duggan making a quick little comeback. What a bump by Bobby Eaton. That's the right way to take a clothesline from a guy like Jim Duggan. And the people react. The people register. I don't know if you can get this type of reaction these days, but back then, the guys worked with authenticity and they worked hard. Here's an atomic drop by Duggan on Bobby Eaton. He took a bump in the corner, close enough to his own corner where he had to tag Dennis. And Dennis now knows he has to come in and start over. So with less being more, Dennis knows he's going to take his time and chop Duggan down again. Big kickoff. Again, notice the heels don't smother the baby faces. Now they're going to try and do the double cover on Duggan. And he's going to kick both guys off. Telling the story. It looks like they're starting and stopping a lot in this match. And they are, but they're setting things up for the finish. And there's another cutoff. Ricky Morton missing the drop kick. Again, Bobby doesn't rush in. He takes his time, comes up, knows what's wrong with Ricky, gives him an elbow, and now Ricky's going to sell to get the right amount of heat. And here comes a big man. Who knows? If he punches Ricky Morton, Ricky better sell it. He knows Ricky's going to sell it. And watch this, a double choke. And everything Ernie Ladd does to Ricky Morton means something. He's not giving him 5 punches. He gave him 1 punch. Ernie Ladd gave Ricky Morton 1 punch. Here's another one. And a headbutt. So they're wearing Ricky down and giving him time to sell. The most important part of a match is selling on both the heel and the babyface part. You need to stay alive. Right here, With the cover from Ernie Ladd, Ricky went and put his foot on the ropes. It was the right thing to do at that time. You don't want to, as a babyface especially, you don't want to put your foot on that rope unless it's absolutely necessary. And in this case, it was absolutely necessary because Ernie Ladd had punched him, headbutted him, and if he didn't put his foot over the ropes, Ricky would have got pinned. Now Bobby Eaton's going to work on him. And once again, Ricky kicks out and goes right to his face, right to his stomach. And he's being punished now by the Midnight Express. And Ricky knows his body language. He's trying to tag. Look at his facials. That's what we call selling up. Let everybody see what's happening to you. Taking their time. Both Dennis and Ricky taking their time into the corner. Nice reverse, and again, out of the way. Ricky's staying alive here. So while the heels are beating the baby face down, they are staying alive and letting everybody know there's still a chance. You're not going to count them out that easy. And Ernie, he loves those double leg drops. Keeps doing damage. Keeps the baby face down. And takes his time with every move he makes. Look at those facials by Ernie Ladd, the body language. Again, Ernie is close to 7 feet tall at this time. Some people said he was even bigger than Andre the Giant, taller than Andre the Giant. Again, watch the babyface, Ricky Morton, put his foot over the ropes rather than try and kick out of everything Ernie's done to him. You can feel the desperation with the people, and the referee's got his back turned. Ernie's keeping the referee while the Midnights do their damage. Here comes Robert. Give him a little more time to take advantage while the referee's back is turned. That's the important part. If you do it right in front of the referee, you guys, if the heels are double teaming, triple teaming in front of the referee, it really, the heat goes to the referee. So it's important for the baby faces to understand their job, and the heels can do the damage when the referee's back is turned. So Ricky Morton, getting the hell beat out of him, which was usually the case in his matches, because he made everyone in that crowd feel some empathy and sympathy for him at the same time. They could feel him. So while Ricky's firing up on Ernie, again, the babyfaces or the heels are making an effort to double and triple team him while the referee's back is turned. And Ricky doesn't try to make a comeback and doesn't try to do anything too fast except slide between the biggest heel's legs, tag his partner, coming to make that fiery comeback. Timing is important here as well. Everyone needs to know their place in the ring so nobody gets hurt and everything goes off as planned. Now, here's a great roll-up by Gibson. The referee is distracted, which leaves somebody somewhere with a big thumb, like Ernie Ladd, to get the win. So, in this case, everybody did their part. Everybody was where they needed to be. And the heel stole one by Ernie Ladd giving him his big thumb, giving Robert Gibson the big thumb, to get the win. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was a classic example of what it is to do, or how it is to do, a six-man tag. Everybody has to know their place. Everybody has to take their time. Register. Give everyone an opportunity to sell and have some instincts, have some feeling. I don't think you get any better than the Midnight Express and Ernie Ladd against Hacksaw Jim Duggan and the Rock and Roll Express. They had a great angle going on at the time. Everything they did fit that match. And if you're looking for the basics, the fundamentals and pacing, study, study, study. They listen to the crowd. They listen to their instincts. And we'll be back to check out another classic match.